Being intentional involves manifesting ideas by emotionally entertaining what the outcome will feel like when the goal is reached. Become an expert in finding your prospect hot buttons, and here's the part, to help eliminate their pain or increase their pleasure. So, if I'm meeting with Rick, I want to find out exactly what he wants to achieve. We have two ears and one mouth for a reason. So my job is to listen to what he wants. I know all of my top leaders, everything that they want to achieve. And as I meet more leaders in my organization, I know what they want to achieve. I am attached to that. That's what drives me. That's why I wake up every morning, because I want them to get there. Now, in recruiting, number one is what? Posture. You have to have confidence. The Browns, they were just talking about that. The world is a great mirror. It reflects back to you what you are. If you are loving, if you are friendly, if you are helpful, the world will prove to be loving and friendly and helpful in return. The world is exactly what you are. Your world is what you are. It is that simple. Listen, guys, I could be a very angry person. You know, I built a business for years, and I had a goal at 21, how much money I would have in the bank. Everything happened, where I would live, it happened. And a partner stole from me. So imagine, from 16 to 21, you build an empire to turn around and having to start all over again. How many people here have had to start all over again? It is okay. You know what I said? I said, God, give me the strength. But for a long time, I knew what I wanted, but I had no strength to go out there and get it done. Because I was just replaying everything that happened over the years. At some point, I had to get up and said, Max, you are not a victim here. If you did it before, you can do it.
Again.
You can do it again. Because who did it? You. You did it. Positive energy is a must. Ask yourself the following question. Do you complain about your business all the time or just sometimes? Do you often discuss what's wrong in your business and in the world more than what's right? This include, you know, the weather, the prospects, everything that comes with that. Do you criticize your prospects? Do you criticize all your prospects or just certain people? Are you attracted to drama and disaster? I know there are people in your lives, perhaps, that whenever you call them, it's always some type of drama. Honestly, listen, you need your energy when it comes to recruiting. I remember one year, I got ready. I got up that morning, no pollen burst, but I was full of energy. Full of energy, ready to go and recruit the world. I set up some appointments, and I clearly remember I walked into my garage. Now, in my garage, we have, I don't know what car it is, but I know there is a guy in there driving a $1 million car. You know, there's a motorcycle in there that's, you know, a lot of money. So you have a family that has like 3 Bentleys. So it's a beautiful garage. I would go shopping in there whenever I was looking for a car, honestly. Because I was working so hard, I didn't have time to go to the dealerships. So I would go in my garage, look at cars, and then the dealership will ship the car to me. And so I got dressed, and I was ready to go do a presentation. And I got downstairs, and I got to my parking space. I look left, I look right. I'm like, where's my car? The car was repossessed. Now, here's what happened. I called my sisters and I called Andre, and I was just laughing. So I got back to my condo. I sat down on my couch. I pulled out the list. I called every one of my appointments and said, we can do this appointment over the phone. And that month, I recruited 20 people. And here's what happened that year. We had the earthquake in Haiti. So a lot of my family members, for months, we couldn't reach them. And some of them we've never been able to reach. But I knew at that moment, I said, you know what? I know I'm going to get that call, so I better prepare myself. Because when I do get the call, what is it that I have to do? I have to be able to send money and do all that. So guys, I want you to understand this. There is something that you leave here tonight. Just know that you have to stand up for yourself. But here's what came from that after I lost that car. Because I had closed my business, just started in network marketing, had a lot of bills, had a lot going on. And my father had a friend that I happened to run into his wife, because his wife kept in contact with me. I would help her with her mortgage. He said, Max, you're helping us with this bank, with this foreclosure. I have a car. Why don't you pick it up? So I'll lend you this car so I'm able now to go to my appointments. I would drive in my garage, imagine, with all those nice cars. That car, they would see you coming from miles away.